Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The third annual Native Film Showcase returns to Rapid City Saturday, July 21st, as part of the 6th Native Pop, People of the Plains, a gathering of arts and culture. That's a Native art market and cultural celebration in the heart of downtown Rapid City. This year, Native Pop partners with Vision Maker Media and with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Native Pop takes place on Main Street Square. The film showcase, just a block away, at the SDPB Rapid City Studio. Screenings start at 9 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. And joining us now for an overview of the whole exciting weekend, we have Peter Strong. He is Native Pop Executive Director. Peter, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori. Good morning.
Also with him in the studio, Shirley Snavey. She's Executive Director of Vision Maker Media. Shirley, welcome back.
Hey, Lori. Happy Friday.
And with us, artist Keith Braveheart as well. Keith, hi.
Good morning.
I want to start with Peter. So for folks who don't know what this is, and I think a lot of people already do, 6 years, talk about what's new this year, how it sort of changed. Give us an overview.
Sure. Well, this year, every year we've had an incredible outpouring of Native creativity from the Great Plains region. This year we have the new partnership with Vision Maker and SDPB to take our film showcase to the next level and really provide access to a lot more film here that's come out of Indian country. And then we have 40 incredible visual artists and traditional and contemporary works and that are selling their work, and people can come and build their collection or start a collection. We've got performers throughout the day and an evening concert, culture bears to teach traditional knowledge and artwork to folks. It's just a really full day.
You've had a busy week, I bet, or busy year, probably. Hasn't come together in a week, that's for sure.
Pretty much, yeah. And I even left out the fashion show. We've got a pretty awesome fashion show that's in its third year, too.
That's incredible. Shirley, I was talking this week with John Peedy, who is the chair of the National Endowment for the Humanities. And one of our questions was about, you know, regionalism and stories and sort of establishing this area as a place where great stories are from. How do we do that in the future? And he said, it's the stories that haven't been written yet. It's the stories that were passed down orally. It's those things that are falling outside where the public eye has been turned in the past. I'm guessing as part of Vision Maker Media that resonates with you. You want to talk a little bit about that idea of finding stories that maybe have been told, but some people have not heard?
That's right. One of the things that we do that's a little bit different than other organizations is we really focus on those untold stories. You know, there's over 500 tribes in the country, and we've got a lot of different bands of Lakota in this region, Dakota. And, you know, we've got 23 films that we're going to show, and they highlight all except one is from this region. And the one that isn't from this region is Spirit and Glass, and that's about High Plains beadwork out there in Idaho. And so we thought that because it's a beadwork show, we'd bring that one. But the rest are pretty much all local programs.
What makes a great story for you, Shirley? Do you know when you see it?
When I'm surprised.
You're surprised.
There's a lot of, I mean, I'm a student of Native American studies. And it's been a passion of my entire life. Well, it's from my family as well.
Sure.
And I'm always surprised when I learn things that I just had no idea, like this Indian relay. We did a story about that a few years ago. I had no idea that there such a thing existed. And so that was fun to find out about that. Language revitalization is also a real big issue for me and many Native people as well.
Tell me a little bit about the relay, because that's new to me as well.
Actually, there's going to be a movie about Indian Relay that you guys did, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah. It's called Dakota Life, Hermes Tall, and this guy was a national championship of this race. So instead of passing a baton, The runner or is a rider, a horse rider, and he passes horses actually. So he gets off a horse and gets back on a horse, gets off a horse, gets on a horse, and all this time racing. It's just an incredible sport.
Amazing. Keith Braveheart, you're bringing some new work to showcase. Tell us a little bit about what's new for you. What are you bringing?
Well, with every new year for the Native Pop Art Market, I always feel like it's something to look forward to, and I think everybody who attends also feels the same way as well, too. But I know for the artists who participate, they really take a lot of pride, and they really have a lot of excitement in returning to this this market, you know, this gathering. It's more so than just the art market or a social gathering. It's more of like a coming back together as relatives. I think that's how a lot of the people who are behind the scenes and who also benefit and, you know, really, really enjoy it feel. So for me, it's like returning and with those kind of mindsets and trying to bring something in within my abilities that can help to elevate those nice moments, those little positive moments that we're going to create together through this market. So I know I can do that through art. So I'm trying to bring some paintings, something together that might create a conversation, but also maybe be a reflection of our grassroots Ikche Oyate people, so they can see themselves in the work and also feel welcomed into this gathering as well, too.
You can find Keith's art at Keith Braveheart Art on Facebook. And as I look through your... Keith, you're one of those artists that literally everything you do, I look at and glad that you did. I don't know how to. I get stuck, you know, describing visual art sometimes. You know, because I don't. That's not necessarily a language background that I have to just. But when you stand in front of it, you know, I don't necessarily have words for it. But I'm deeply glad that you're in the world and creating the work that you are. How do artists look at each other's work? You know, when everybody puts out their latest canvases or whatever they have brought along to share with the community. Tell me a little bit, Keith, about how artists look at other artists' work and some of those conversations. You have language for it that I don't.
Well, thank you, you know, for all the kind words about my art. I really appreciate that. And also, going back to what you just now said, too, as well, you don't always have to have some sort of verbal reaction or answer
to
engaging with art. A lot of the times it's beyond words, you know.
Yeah.
And those kind of communications are also good to be considered as well, too, when we're thinking about our arts. When I say our arts, I'm talking about Native arts and culture, Native art and life, Native art and community. All of it is all connected, you know, so we're really trying to think critical about what our arts are about. And for artists, when we talk from one to another regarding our artwork, I think we always kind of understand all that goes into something like that, even if it's a different media as far as like filmmaking or fashion design or even music. There's a lot that goes into these type of things. There's much more than just only expression. Mm-hmm. A lot of time there's sacrifice. A lot of the time there's self-induced stress. crazy little things like these that nobody ever sees, nobody will ever feel. But those closest to us usually are aware of those things. So like I said, these energies, this energy that all comes together through something like this art market, this Native Pop People of the Plains, is something that transcends only just creating an object and finding a market to sell it as a commodity. It's something more of like celebrating and really living these energies, you know, everything that goes into it as far as like the blood, sweat, and tears for making something that you're proud of that represents a marginalized voice or omitted history, is whatever it may be. You're adding to it, and everybody's going to feel that. Artists or no arts background viewer, or just person who maybe just happens to be on their way over to, I don't know, the restaurant next to the market.
Right.
But they walk in, you know, everybody's going to feel that. So.
Yeah. Peter, do you want to talk a little bit about or expand on what Keith said about art and community from your perspective, as you have sort of worked for a number of years to create this this experience that's still growing and still evolving? Talk about art and community a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, for sure. And, the whole Native Pop really came, the genesis came from the community. It was actually... Yuki Nagase's sculpture project provided the grant that Sandy Swallow, another Lakota artist, She applied for that money, and they did a show 6 years ago, and the entire community stepped up and said, we really believe in this. So there were 10 artists invited to that first show. A committee was formed. We found sponsorship in the community. Different organizations said, this needs to be here. This is about community. It's about Native people who are doing things at, in their everyday life that is beautiful. And we need to create that platform where that can be featured. Even for now, if it's 2 days a year, you know, that sheds that spotlight on there. So that's where this comes from and where we continue to, we center community. I was just over with the artists are dropping off their work for judging this morning, and it was like a reunion in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of artists who see each other just a few times a year but feel like family, we're able to come back together, and we all kind of marveled at all the new pieces that people were dropping off. And
yeah.
I think and it's part of our mission as Native Pop too. It's about creating a dialogue through the arts and culture amongst Native people, Lakota people, but also between all parts of our community. Yeah. That's why we chose the center of downtown Rapid City, you know, a big public space. We want this to be open to everyone.
All right, I'm getting in my car in about 5 minutes after this show to head out so that we can be part of that. I'm so glad that STPB can be part of that as well. And we're going to run short of time here. So, Peter, 30 seconds to sort of just give anybody the basics that they need to know where to go and when.
All right, we've got a reception tonight at 5 o'clock at the Dahl Art Center with where we give out our awards, and you get to see all those pieces. Tomorrow, the art market and an event runs from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. At Main Street Square with a concert from 6 to 8. The Film Festival Film Showcase will be here at the South Dakota Public Broadcasting West River Bureau from 9 to 6, which is only about a half block from from Main Street Square. So that's it in a nutshell.
We planned that.
That's right.
Shirley Snavey, it's such a pleasure to have you on again. I hope you'll come back in the future. Keith Braveheart as well, to have you on again. A pleasure. I hope you come back next week because we have more to talk about. Peter Strong, thank you so much as well. Always a delight. Thank you for the good work that you do.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.